Wing. Guest analyst this afternoon, Tommy Grisafi with Advanced Trading. Tommy, looking at a grain market that saw some short covering here today.
Yeah, nice little bounce in grains, and they can't go down forever, but decent buying in corn, beans, wheat, seeing a couple ethanol companies coming back online, seeing crude oil prices come back up, and what do you know, maybe the world's not ending. So pretty neat when the rest of the world can come buy our grain a lot cheaper than we can produce it, right?
That's for sure. Had a big sale to China this morning, too, on the corn.
Yeah, we could use another 100 of those just to get caught up, so... It's nice. I wouldn't put too much faith in it. Again, why should they grow corn when they can just come to America, buy high-quality corn for way less than what it would cost them to grow it?
Yeah, exactly. What, as far as these grain markets, a lot of times I think we call these like a short-covering bounce here today. Trend, we've still been kind of range-bound inside the trading channels.
Very, very slow. Great point, Randy. Markets are slow. People are looking for hope and optimism. But biggest market mover I see is the stock market. Grains are range bound. Fine balance between we have too much and funds are a little short and no one really wants to go long. The farmers caught long. They're the natural long. They're always long. And it seems very balanced right now. So 320 futures for old crop, 330, 340 futures for new crop. And that about sums up the corn market there.
Expect any big moves here ahead of this WASDE report next week?
Anything's possible. It's so obvious we have too much, and you think they'd give us a big bear number, but what if they didn't, I guess, would be the surprise. So look for big carryouts to continue. Look for the farmer to overproduce. Where I'm at currently in Indiana, a lot of crop planted. I guess the shocker, Randy, would be if this frost amounted to much over the weekend. That would probably be the biggest news. If we came in over the weekend and this frost really hit, there'd have to be possibly some crops replanted or a little bit of damage, but I wouldn't put your life savings on it.
All righty. Livestock side of things, hogs lower, cattle market higher. Spread unwinding or what's going on there?
Well, there's a lot of things going on. The Packers paying up for cattle. That's in your fat cattle. They were limit up. While that was going on, hogs actually traded limit down. So at one point today, we had cattle limit up, hogs limit down. Just markets are trading. Several people had thought hogs were overbought. Obviously, cattle seem cheap. So box beef prices keep going to record highs, new record highs, new record highs. As fast as the processor can get a hold of a cattle and process it, there's a huge profit to be made. Not for the person who raised the cattle, but for the packer. So your big box companies, you can get a hold of them. There's a huge demand, Randy, as restaurants open back up here in the state of Indiana. Over the next week, a lot of restaurants will open back up. And so you have the restaurants fighting with the consumer to get their hand on high-quality beef.
Yeah, it's more of a fabrication problem than it is supply, then.
Yeah, we have plenty of supply. It's just getting them into the sausage factory and making the goods, right?
Yeah, definitely. All righty. Anything else we need to be talking about here, Tommy?
Stock market's continuing to be volatile. Bonds are up. Gold's up $45 an ounce, the other yellow commodity.
Tommy Grisafi at Advanced Trading.